Pasuk says over here, "Vayisroitzes yabonim bekurba vayoyimaim kein lamazel noichi vatelech lidrois es Hashem." Rivka, after she ready davened for children, she finally got pregnant, and now she has trouble with the labor, with the pregnancy. Vayisroitzes yabonim bekurba. So the quote is vatoyimaim kein lamazel noichi. What does that mean? Simply read that she seemed to be lamazel noichi means why do I need this when she's suffering there during the pregnancy. Question is, what was Rivka's question? The Briska Rav wants to tell us that Rivka's question was a very interesting question based on the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara Brachas Tafyu tells us that Yeshaya Anavi came to Chizkiyah Melech and told him that the reason why he's going to die because he wasn't Oisik Bapruvu, he didn't have children. And the Taina that Chizkiyah Melech had, that he saw that the Doros that are going to come out from him was Menashe, was going to come out of him. So that's why he wasn't Oisik. He saw there's a Rosh going to come out of him, and that's why he wasn't Oisik and Puruvu. So Yeshaya Novi tells Chizkiyahu, he told him that Bahadeh Kivshad Rachman Alamalach, that the mitzvah that you have, it's not your job to look in the future, you have a mitzvah to Mekayim Puruvu. And the Gemara then brings down that he asked him to give his daughter, and the Vatali went to them, and they davened. But clearly, says the Briska Rav, the cheshbon that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was the right cheshbon. It wasn't a wrong cheshbon, that the fact he was going to have Rishon come out of it. The only reason why the cheshbon was not a correct cheshbon, because you cannot make a cheshbon a sacrifice of a mitzvah. He had a mitzvah approval, so you write the outcome will be something out of it that's not good. But you have a mitzvah, that's not your job to start worrying that what's going to be the outcome of it. The Rebbein Shlom gave you commandments. But the cheshbon, if it wouldn't be at the expense of a mitzvah, it'd be correct. Says the Briska Rav, that's only a man that's mechuyev on puruvu. But a woman who's not mechuyev on puruvu, she can make this cheshbon. So now the Chazal tell us that she went past the base of Avodah Zarah and she saw that she's going to have a child that was running to go to Avodah Zarah. So that time, lomo ze onoichi. Why me? In other words, rather my husband has the mitzvah of Puruvu. Or for me that I don't have the mitzvah of Puruvu, I want to make this cheshbon. It's not kedai if I'm going to have a child of a rush. That's the way the Briska Rav wants the law. Says Rabbeirel, the son of Rabbi Briska Rav, is medayek even further than that. That we find over here by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he had offspring that were tzaddikim. He had a child that came from him was Tzidkiyahu. He had a elikol called Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. He had an elikol called Yoshiyahu HaMelech. He had eniklech with tzaddikim, and still he felt it's not kedai to have something which a bad thing is going to come out. Even at the time they're going to get good also. It's not kedai to get something good if there's going to be bad come out of it also. So even though you may have a melech comes out of it, Yoshiyahu HaMelech, which Chazal talk about Yoshiyahu HaMelech, they know the tshuva like him. Yoshiyahu HaMelech, we had children at Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, but still, if he's going to have a Menashe, it's not kedai to have the good if there's going to be one iota of bad. That's what the Berber was medayek from there. One question's over here, by Rivka, one could say there's a big difference, because Rivka we find that once she was told Snei Goyim Bevitneich, she was calmed down, she was happy. What is the answer, Snei Goyim Bevitneich? They told him he's going to have a Yaakov and an Esau. Snei Goyim Bevitneich, what's the mile of having Snei Goyim Bevitneich? So what did you just simply understand? Snei Goyim Bevitneich means, okay, as long as the tzaddik is a tzaddik, it doesn't matter that the Rav is a Rasha also. The Teretz is over here she was already pregnant. So over here she wasn't trying to now get rid of a pregnancy. She was already pregnant. So her question was, if he's going to be a child that's mixed with good and bad in one, then it's not kedai. But once already that you know that one's a Snei Goyim Bevitneich, they're two separate. The good is the good and the bad is the bad. Then she came, but that's what she calmed down. As the Navi, Eliyahu Navi tells the Navi Abal, Ad Moseh at Pesach Hashnei Seifim. Im LaHashem, Im LaBal. A person cannot have this confusion. What do you want? Does he want LaHashem? Does he want the LaBal? Once she knew that Yaakov was going to be Yaakov and Esau was going to be Esau, it was easier for at least to be able to handle this pregnancy. Because a person that has the Oyer V'choshech Mis'arev V'arvuvia, as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz uses such a lashon, that you have mixture of good and bad together, we see from this Gemara that the Briska Rav is bringing down, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not want to have a children, even if there's going to be good come out of it. And the only only reason why Rivka was satisfied, one could say, is because she knew there was a separate, the good and bad. Once heard that the Chazal tell us we don't eat, brought down, it's Rashi actually, Rashi and Ishaya brought down, that we don't eat eggs, we don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is because it's Gematria Chet, it's Gematria 17. The question is, the Toiv is also Gematria 17. So why don't we not sell Toiv? They say over the same Yisoid as this, that the Toiv is not Kedai if it has Chet in it. So even though you can have something which is Toiv, but if it has Chet in it, you can't now, a person can't decide what it's worth doing this, because the good is going to come out of it. If there's any iota of Chet in something, even if there's good, sometimes people use an excuse for the internet. So I've added this other necessary that a person needs it sometimes. But the people that start telling you, there's so much good things on there, that is not an excuse for the fact that if there's bad on it. So if a person tells you he needs it for the needs, that's a different question. But to use that the fact is good out of it, you see from these things that good and bad, the good doesn't outweigh that the fact is good, it doesn't take away that if there's bad involved, we don't want it. This is where we learn from Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech's cheshbon says the Briskro was correct not to have children only because at the expense of the mitzvah he wasn't allowed to do it. But even though there was good coming out of it, we don't do such a thing. This is what we learn, and the emphasis is the whole Yaakov and Esav, the whole Esav's cheshbon. Esav also had a certain level of good that Yitzchok saw in it, but we know how Esav ended it. So what we learn from here is that a toiv has to be only toiv, pure, unadulterated toiv. It has to be klal toiv. Any bad mixed in the toiv, you cannot sacrifice that for the purpose of the toiv. Good job.